Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
White wine, now red, my glass is full, sleeping, TikTok, and that is all homeschooling is taking a toll, doing the minimal. Always cooking some meals for you, don't say thank you or please. I do what I want when I'm wanting to pour me a drink or two. So I drink red wine, like a lot of red wine. It's wine all the time, wine, just can't get enough wine. I like white too, even a rosé too. Whiskey's pretty good too, I'll drink a white claw too. I'm a wino, duh.
Welcome to Mama Zerlo, guys!
We're back, bitches!
Yay!
Happy as ever. Did you expect anything to change?
Hang on, I want to take a screenshot and my hand doesn't come out.
I did that already. And that's why I put on makeup, because I knew you bitches were going to do that to me. I don't have makeup on! I don't have makeup on. Where did you go? I'm here.
Oh.
Jeff goes, he told me, like, because I just finished doing my hair. So I was like, and I was going to, like, put mascara. Hold on, wait. Oh. I put a little bit of makeup and, like, foundation, nothing crazy. But he's like, why are you doing your makeup for Zoom? And I go, because I know these girls.
I know my
Somebody's going to say, let's take a picture.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody know what episode number this is?
If you give me a minute, I can look at it, but
okay.
I'm not.
It's episode, it's been a shit time, for a long time before we've done it. Oh, wait, what are we?
Guys, we just took a picture. That's the dead silence. That's what that was for.
Yeah, and the fact that we couldn't, like, screen grab that.
Actually, hold on. I have to do it again because my wine did not come out. So.
Oh, your wine?
Oh, wait, are we showing wine? Oh, cheers. I got a big glass.
Vanessa's totally white trash today.
No, you just don't want to clean any more dishes.
Hell, I don't want to wash any more dishes. Like, I wash them and I turn around and the sink's full again. Like, I can't. I'm done. Okay.
Wait, we gotta do it again because Christy didn't come out.
Oh my word, Stephanie. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I see how it is. I see how it is. Okay. I do my makeup and now you don't want to be in it. I get it.
Shut up. I'm just trying to take, like, a picture of, like, the whole desk situation.
Oh, okay.
It's a vibe.
It
is a vibe. It's a coronavirus vibe, guys.
Oh, so, my God. It's the Rona, but here we are.
Okay, wait. Before we get into the Rona, because that's going to take over everything. So I know it's been, like, 6 months since we've done one of these. Because school and the kids' school and Girl Scouts...
And then the holidays kicked our ass.
Holidays.
I'm life. Pretty sure that the last time we recorded, I still didn't have my house. Like, that's how long it's been. And no, I've been in my house.
I don't think you did have
months.
Your house.
I mean, I've been in my house 7 months. So
pretty sure you didn't.
There you go.
Let me see. Is this charged? Can I go on this computer? Ah, it's on. Okay, cool. I can use this computer to look at stuff.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you miss that?
Did I miss you guys.
I've heard from several people that they missed us.
Well, so. I don't care about them, but I missed you guys. I haven't seen your faces in so long.
Not that long ago.
Dude, well, I saw you, but I haven't seen Christy in, I don't even know.
Forever.
I don't even know when was the last time I saw Christy.
Probably Nathan's birthday.
Did I?
Physically, yes. That would have been it. And that was in December.
Yeah, and we talked about doing an episode at that time. We even took a picture to commemorate the fact that we were going to do an episode. And here we are finally doing that episode.
Life is hard.
It is hard. Like,
well, I mean, I figured, I was like, well, nothing the fuck else to do right now. So
exactly.
Yeah. The boys have been doing shit.
I've been too. We've been doing Woobros too. So
I've been on a couple
of Woobros. It's been fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is doable, so we might as well do it.
Yeah, might as well.
Yep. I mean, I like
it. Yeah.
So Corona. So the reason we are able to record is we're each in our own homes. And we are using Zoom.
Wait, what are we all drinking?
Okay. Christy, what you drinking?
We're not drinking the same wines. I feel like that's going to be impossible to pull off.
No, for sure. Because I only have one bottle of what I have.
Yeah, I only had one bottle and that's, I'm like, well, this is what I'm opening.
Oh, you guys are disappointing me because I went to Aldi last week and I bought like 7 bottles.
Oh, no. I have other bottles. But of this one wine.
This is the one that I opened like at 3. Because this is the thing is that I have like a schedule where I drink.
Allowable?
Well, right. Because I do like before 12, it's just coffee. I haven't done champagne yet on a work week just because it's a work week. And then I switched to rosé at lunch.
I love the schedule.
Like three or 4 o'clock. That's when I'll do the red, and I've basically been drunk for 3 weeks.
I can't drink while I'm working. It makes me sleepy. I can't.
Yeah. Why?
I can't because it makes me sleepy. I'm already sleepy enough during the day as it is. Like, especially since I can't go to Starbucks whenever I want.
I make coffee.
I became a coffee-er person.
I know it's not the same. It's not, you're right. It's not the same. But I discovered, and I know I'm like super late to this party, but I discovered the Oreo creamer, and it's literally like drinking the cream in the middle of the Oreo.
Yum. I need to get that.
My new thing is I found this drink mix thing that I'm sure it's not new to anybody else. Like it's like but apparently baristas put it on the internet and I was like, you know what? I am home and I can actually waste my time doing this now. So I actually take my afternoon break and it's a froth. You like basically froth up sugar, instant coffee and water. And you mix the hell out of it so it looks like peanut butter kind of.
And I think people do this.
And you pour it over ice and milk. It's fucking delicious.
And but now that just is something. Like, this is not anything new. That's just epomita.
Yeah.
Like,
but exactly. It's basically that. It's basically.
We've been doing this shit for years.
You use a little frother, epomita. Like the little
but thing. I do it with the hand mixer.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a little milk frother because I'm fancy.
Yeah. But like, it comes out like, but apparently the white America didn't do epomita.
Well, no, they didn't.
White people are late to everything, and then they try to claim it and think it's theirs. Watch. Some white person now is going to be like, look at what I invented. I'm like, we've been doing this shit. We come out of the womb doing that.
But it's with milk. It's a big old cafe con leche. And I was not a person to do this before because I'm a black coffee drinker.
You are a black coffee drinker.
I am a black coffee drinker. Every morning it's still black coffee.
Gross.
So this is like a big step for me. And I think it's
the only black coffee that I can drink is like espresso or Cuba coffee. Like that's the only black I can drink.
No, but that's the funny thing is that this I can drink.
That's not even like straight black coffee. That has espumita. If you have like.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like it has sugar. But I mean like no milk or no cream. Yeah. Or
it would just be the colada.
Right.
Yeah. But mind you, like in American coffee, I have to have. I have to be black coffee. If not, I won't drink it. And this thing is, it's Bustelo. This is instant espresso that I use to make this. So it's an espresso. It's not American coffee.
Maybe I'll try that.
You stop saying espresso, though?
Espresso.
Yes, with an S.
Not an X.
There's no X in there.
Espresso. Espresso.
Okay. Is it pizza, too?
And salmon? All right, so, Steph, what wine are you drinking?
I'm exclusively an Aldi wine buyer at this point because I can buy 7 bottles of wine for less than $50. So I am drinking the Burlwood Cellars Pinot Noir.
Pinot?
Oh, well, I was about to say, we need to program the board for our stuff and put that shit in there.
I know. I have to do that tomorrow. Well, send me stuff that we want to use on it. Burlwood
Pinot Noir.
Yeah. Christy, what are you drinking?
Also, Tyrion Drink and I Know Things. That one.
And the regular mom, not a cool mom?
Yeah.
Well, no, I busted open a bottle of my Knocking Point. This one's Kate McNamara. It's of, so this one's called Of Queens and Angels.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because it's from her, there we go.
It's a cool label.
Yeah, because one, since she plays, the Kate McNamara, she's the one that plays Stephen Amell's daughter on Arrow. So she's a queen. So that's her last name, and then also and then of angel and angels because on Shadowhunters she's an angel. So they like mix titles. So like those are two of my favorite shows. So I was like, okay, this is perfect, and it's really good wine.
Is it?
Oh, cool.
What is it?
Like, Shiraz.
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 Well, but, I have a repeat.
Oh, 19 Crimes.
19 Crimes.
Yeah, it's a goodie.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
it's a
and I think it just says red wine. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spent $120 the other day at the liquor store.
Sounds about right.
Because I was like,
guys, Neri bought tequila.
I know. I've been watching Neri's Instagram lives, and Neri's drunk.
Mm-hmm. You have to get the Via one. It's really good.
Yeah, because parenting.
He buys the rock wine.
Yeah.
Oh,
he bought the Terramar.
You're not going to buy no Nick Jonas wine.
Yeah, because parenting has slapped him in the face. Like, he's finally getting a taste of what I go through,
you know,
what we all go through all the time.
Like, immersion parenting.
Yeah, but this is, like, just full on. There was no introductory period. It was
he just got
straight-fisted.
No lube, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm. And there's no escape.
Yep, there's no escape. You can't go anywhere. So, like, the other day he was like, I'm leaving to buy tequila. And I was like, no, you're not. And he left and he came back with
you. I feel bad with like your current financial situation because for all intents and purposes, like he is out of a job. Mm. So I feel bad in that respect. I really do. They've been there and it sucks. However, I'm a little glad
that he's not working.
He's getting like a taste of.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like, I'm upset about the whole him not working thing because really, like, I need him to go work because he's driving me nuts.
Right.
But I am glad that he's like hands on. Like, he's the one doing the online learning because I'm still working full time. So right. I'm not the one doing the online learning. It's him. It's right. All him. And I hear him. I hear him losing his shit. I'm just in my room like, I don't hear anything.
So there was a TikTok that I saw today, and it was literally just a lady going, so we're all drinking every day, right? Like, I just wanted to check. Like, it's just her basically asking, and I'm like, I've had a drink every day.
I'm really concerned for the generation that's being raised. I mean, depending on how long this goes for, I'm really concerned for the generation that's being raised, being homeschooled jungle freak, being taught by alcoholics.
Yeah.
Because
we're not going to meetings.
No. Well, you're right.
We're drunk.
We're just drunk at this point.
We're just drunk at this point.
So the Rona has trapped us in our house for 3 weeks.
Yep. This is week number 3 now.
This is week. We're wrapping up week 3. The kids have been out of school for 3 weeks.
Crazy.
They're going to be out of school at this point until May 1st.
Yeah, we haven't gotten the notice that it's going to be closed for the rest of the year. But I think we are.
Sure.
Yeah.
Other states have already given. Yeah, we're all in Florida.
Yeah.
And like other states have given like school's not coming back. Like we're going to be or till like May 30th.
Right. Well, my sister-in-law teaches in Virginia. And they already said that. I think that they end their school year a little bit earlier. Like they end Memorial Day weekend. Like Memorial Day is usually their last week. They're already not coming back. I think Kentucky's not coming back.
California's not going back. Yeah, Ohio's not going back.
North Carolina already announced they're not coming back either.
So
my in-laws are up there and they're like, yeah, they're not going back.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I will tell you, at least on all three of us, Sophie's the older one, but all the boys are in kinder.
No, Oliver's
in pre-K.
Pre-K?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he was already in kinder.
Yeah, remember, he's after August. So they were all born the same year, but he's after August. Yep. So he got fucked.
So, but like what I was telling this to somebody else, I was like, they're like, oh, how's the homeschooling going? And I'm like, it's not horrible to teach them.
No.
But the problem is that what we're teaching them at home is not what they would have learned in school.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. I feel like it's just not busy work, but like maintenance work.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's not even that as much as like the sitting in a classroom, the listening right. to the teacher, the learning how to listen to instructions and listen to the group and sit and behave. And like, that's what really like,
The structure is what they're lacking.
That they learn in pre-K and kinder. Mm-hmm. Like that's like the biggest issue, I think, for the younger kids.
Yeah. It's upsetting for our boys because these are like kind of critical years, kindergarten and pre-K, because they're learning what school's all about. Like Sophie already knows, like she's been through it. She knows the rules and like she understands what she has to do and what she can't do and all that jazz. But like, our boys are still small. They're all 5, 6 years old. And this is like really, for me, kindergarten was like super special with Sophie and her teachers ruined it. So, but I love Oliver's pre-K and I'm upset. Like Oliver's teacher texted us like, oh, I set up a Zoom meeting for the class on Tuesday. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get to see his teacher. I'm excited to see his teacher. Huh?
Dude, Nathan and Lincoln FaceTime for like an hour yesterday.
Aww. And it was literally just to sit across. Like they did not, there was no conversation. It was, they just wanted to that. And that's another thing that like, that camaraderie of kids sitting in a classroom together.
That's huge.
Doing their assignments together. Because they were both doing their own things.
They were like, drawing. They were like on YouTube. They were like whatever, but they just wanted like be together.
And that's the thing. Well, Nathan and Lincoln's teacher has destroyed all of us like three times.
Oh my God.
Already.
Wow. And she's sending us videos because she sends us videos of like how much she misses the kids. And she's like hysterically crying in the videos. And we,
and she's like a tough lady.
She is. She's a tough lady. And she's like an older lady. She's like close to retirement. So she's done this for like 30 years.
Remember, she was Jeff's teacher.
Yikes. She's like sending us videos once a week of her crying, of like how much she missed. Her birthday was on Tuesday, and normally we do like a class collection. We get them like a cake, we get them flowers, we get them balloons. But it was like we still did all of that, but it was like just logistically harder to do it right. And I'm the room mom, so I have to like arrange all that stuff. Sorry, and it was just logistically it was harder because I had to like drop everything off at like a doorstep and like Lysol it down before I left and
you're normal.
Yeah, I was like Lysoling every I thought about it after. Yeah, I thought about it too late, but we were able thank God we have Venmo and shit because we were able to collect like because we usually give the teachers like a monetary gift. We usually try to get like a couple $100. We try to do like $10 a kid and you know try to get them like something nice and we got more than we've ever collected, which is awesome. People were giving like $40-$50.
Oh, that's great,
because everybody has realized we suck at this.
We are not teachers. Like we are not teachers. I mean, I've always been like super thankful to Sophie's teachers and I always make sure to tell them like thank you guys are doing a great job, but like now I'm like I miss you guys so much. Like so much. Please
one of my friends as a teacher posted this thing. I don't know if I can find it. And it cracked me up so much because she like the funny thing is the fact is that she's a teacher, but she's also now she's a mom and she's teaching her kid. And she puts this, she goes, dear teachers, next year, you better make those school supplies list exaggerate.
Yeah,
you
I saw that.
You want 26, you got it. You want those fancy pre-sharpened pencils by the dozen? Go for it. You want 12 bottles of Tito's vodka? No questions asked. It's yours. What do you want for your birthday? You tell me, we were going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, we are not made for this.
No.
At all. Teachers deserve all the shiny things, all the money, everything. Like, no. This is not fun.
Dave is live teaching twice.
Well, it's easier.
They don't have to live teach every day.
He's got
older kids. Have to live teach, but still, like when he's live teaching and I'm working, like we're both working from home full time, and then Dave and then Link's like running back and forth, and we're both like yelling at him to do his school stuff, but then he wants to like he's un payaso.
Yeah.
And he wants to be
on the camera.
He's gone to work with David before, like on Take Your Child to Work Day. Mm-hmm. Last year he went with him. So he's gotten like the laughs from David's students and stuff. So he was seeking approval from teenage boys. So he like goes behind David's Zoom all the time and he'll like pop up behind him and like try to make the kids laugh or whatever, trying to be like a un payaso. Like there's no other word for it. So then it's just fucking pain, yeah.
Yeah, every time, every it never feels. I can sit at my desk all day, not a problem. The second that I put on my headphones because a call comes in, that's when Nathan wants something, wants to give me a hug, a kiss, needs something. You know, and luckily, you know, like me and Jeff are working from home, so we're both in like different parts of the house in our little home offices. And then my mom's home, so my mom helps with some stuff, and then I've got a little desk next to me that I sit Nate at the computer for the online stuff. But my mom's not like that tech savvy. So like, you know, the online school is a little bit, you know, the worksheets and how to find things. And luckily Nathan's really like adapted to that by himself, but I have him next to me. So like, mm-hmm. There's times that I'm like, you know, I've been on the phone with attorneys and I'm like, excuse me, my child's in the room. Give me one second.
I've been saying this from the beginning. Like I think, and David was very concerned about this. When we first started, he started doing his live classes. I was like, look, literally everyone is in the same boat.
Yeah.
Everyone's kids, everyone's dogs, everyone's cats, everybody hears their spouse or their person's spouse, like in the background having another, like we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
So it's like, it kind of is what it is at this point.
Yeah. And like people have, like, I've noticed a change, like, okay, some people are going to be assholes. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're just an asshole. Like, there's just people that, like, are just an asshole in this world. Like, they don't change no matter what.
Right.
But I've noticed a change in a lot of, like, the people that I'm dealing with on the phones and, like, attorney's offices and stuff like that. Like, they're more, oh, yeah, don't. I'm like, listen, it's not going to be able to make it this. I'm going to need an extension. I'm going to need this. And they're way more accommodating. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some people that the world can burn for all they care.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all they care about is themselves. I'm like, this place is closed. Yes, but
do I have to get a gamer headset? Is that what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
USB, like, gamer with mic is probably, like, that's what these are.
Yeah.
You have to be a nerd, Steph.
A little bit. Make sure you don't get one that's too big of a ear, so then it's pretty hot.
Okay.
Yeah. But like that I've noticed that like there's some people like, or I don't know like what they call them, like okay boomer or Karens or whatever we want to call
them. No, they're boomers.
That's fair.
I've said okay boomer more in the last 3 weeks, I think, than in my entire life.
Probably.
Because just trying to get fucking people to figure out like this simple shit is like.
Yeah, I had to become.
It's not rocket science. Like it's.
It's not rocket surgery, is,
like,
bro.
For the time that they were like, oh, you know, you're the inner, like the tech part of my IT side or whatever at work. Oh no, we don't need local. We don't need people locally. We can work through the help desk in the company. Yeah, for the last 3 weeks, guess who's been the help desk? Call Christy, because you know she the help desk.
Well, you used to do the IT stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But they told me that they didn't need me, so they sent me back to the regular claim. But now you call help desk, it's an hour and a half wait.
Yep.
Minimum, because everybody's calling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So nobody can. So now I'm like doing double work. But yeah, but like I was like, there's some people that, yeah, like I said, some people, they could watch the world burn and they still want to know where their stuff is.
Oh, yeah. I've had people. So I work for a cruise line. I don't even remember if I talked about having a job on the podcast, but I have been working since September. I've been working at home since September, which is great. But I work for a cruise line and I work in guest relations for this cruise line. And our department has become the dumping ground. So like our department is the Christie of our company, because like trying to get management or trying to get assist or trying to get like anybody that knows what's going on, the hold is so long that they call team. And I'm like, this is not something that we do. And they're like, oh, but I can't get a manager. Okay, cool. I would have to call a manager. Like, I cannot do what you're asking me to do, because that's not within my realm of responsibility. And as much as I would like to do it for you, I cannot do that. And it's been a hassle. We've had to have like every day when this first started, because I've been dealing with, because it's a cruise line, I've been dealing with Corona since like the end of January. And it's been like, we used to have a team meeting twice a week for like 45 minutes and that was it. We've had team meetings daily, like for 2 hours every day, because of everything that's happening. And it's just like, I'm so beat down by this fucking virus, and it hasn't been anywhere near me, and I'm so over it. But yeah, super fun. Working is fun.
So just for reference, our last episode that wasn't a repeat, because in October we did rerun the Daniel Francese episode. Our last episode was August 28th, which means we recorded
right before school started,
which was like right before
I started my house. Yeah, and right before I started working, because I started working in September.
Right before we started, but right before we started having like Friday events at school,
right?
Like all that mierda.
And now we have nothing. Now we have nothing.
Well, and the funny thing is, like, a lot of people know, because I've talked about it on previous podcasts, that I'm quote unquote losing, I'm basically losing my job come August 31st, because our office is closing.
Is all your stuff still at your desk? Wait. I can't hear you guys.
Right now.
Wait, it's like
you're frozen.
It's breaking up. Hang on. My Wi-Fi is on. Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
Okay.
I hear you now. I hear you now. So all your stuff is still at your desk? What is happening?
What?
Hang on. Wait. I'm going to turn my Wi-Fi off.
Ew, it's not us.
It's probably me.
I worry at how good of a freaking webcam Dave has right now, because that freaking stuff is like super, super HD.
It's a Surface Pro. I know. You can see my pores. I'm gonna put on makeup for you guys. Like, what the fuck?
I'm on a Mac. I'm a little bit like grainy, not too crazy, but like, that's like HD.
It's a Surface Pro. Dave got it for work. They gave it to him.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah, it's super clear.
Yeah, so that's a joke we've been all saying. And like, not as much as a joke, but like me and my boss have talked about it. And we're like, well, if we can show them, you know, how that we are productive at home, and that this is now an option, maybe.
Yeah, that would be great.
Maybe they can keep some people. So we're all like basically just doing whatever we can to make ourselves useful at home. But so we're all like sitting here and we're like, are we going to go back to our building? Like, what happens? And the big worry is, they'll just get rid of the building and then they'll just have us here till the 31st, and that's it. And we're all like crying, because we're like, we want to see each other. So we're all like, we have no idea what's going on. But at least the good thing is, you know, they're hooking us up. I can't complain. You know, we all have jobs. They really put together. But the funny thing is, I'm dealing with a company that spent way too much money and way too much time on consolidating people into offices.
Yeah.
And that the need for that they could not justify or cannot have proximity or mobile workers. You know, they brought everybody back in the building, and we need you in the building and in the building and in the building and in the building.
Well, yeah, that's what this has become. It's like all of a sudden all these jobs that were not able to work from home, all of a sudden everybody can work from home. So it's been bullshit this whole time.
The reason that people want you to work in an office is because they want to keep an eye on you. Yeah. That is what it is. And when you read the labor statistics about people working from home, they're more productive because they're just happier.
Yeah. Also, stressed. I feel like they're watching me more because I'm at home. So, like, when I started, my boss still calls me her little Energizer bunny because she's like, you are turning out so much work. And at all of my, I mean, look at me when I was working at the insurance agency with Christy. I flew under the radar for 2 years that I never got trained. And I just, like, sat there and stared at a wall for 2 years. And here I am, like, turning out a lot of work, and especially being the newest one on the team. And it's just because I feel like she's watching me. So, like, I don't want to get.
Thing, like, all of a sudden. Yeah, they pulled out like these reports of like click counts and stuff like that out of nowhere that they never used before. Mm-hmm. And God knows that, like my boss will randomly, you know, call me. Like both of my other bosses and my direct boss will just call me randomly to ask me questions. So I have to be at least on and by my computer to answer that call as soon as it comes in.
Right.
So there's ways to check people. Like the fact that they thought that this was not an option. It cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
I really think this is going to like change how we work.
Oh, 100%. It is for sure.
I think it has to.
You're getting people at least like minimum a month, like working from home. Like good luck trying to get people back into offices. Mm-hmm.
They're like, can I just stay working from home? And it's good for the companies too, because it's less office space that they overhead. Need to rent. Oh, yeah.
It's not only office space, it's like all the everything that comes with it. There's like bills and insurance. You have to have like live, but you have to have insurance for like physical like locations and shit like that.
No, and like everybody asked me, and we talk about it all the time. We talked about it again today and night because we do team meetings every day now just to touch base. Hey, how is everybody doing? Like they're like 5-10 minutes, nothing crazy, but and they're like, what? And people are like, yeah, I love working from home. And there's only me and one other lady that have kids in my team. Well, there's one guy, but he doesn't count because
he's not a working at home mom.
he has a 10-year-old daughter and an infant. So the 10-year-old is downstairs with the mom, and he's just in his office upstairs, and that's it. But and the other lady, she has an finishing senior now, which basically her year is screwed.
Those are the kids I feel the worst for. Is the seniors.
Like, I'll tell you that in a minute. Like, that's my niece right now. And
because they're getting no prom, they're getting no grad night, they're getting graduation.
They're not getting to say goodbye to their friends, man. No. These people that you spent the last 4 years with.
Yeah, or sometimes longer. Like, if you've been in like one of those schools, or if you've been like in Catholic schools that there's the 30 Catholic schools filter into the same 5 high schools. Right. You know everybody. Like
I asked my niece. Like, she did finally decide on what school she's going, and she'll be going to up Florida.
Florida?
Where's she going? Oh, U.S.?
Yeah.
Go Gators.
Yeah, sure whatever. I know, but whatever. So I talked to her. I was like, you know, how do you feel? Like, what's the situation?
Is she going
to
play soccer?
No, she's not going to play soccer. So she's good, but she is on, she's going into the Honors College as well. Okay. That's great. Part of the Honors College is that she has to go early.
Oh, she has to like in the summer.
Yeah. Well, she was supposed to go up there May 28th.
Oh, yikes.
Mm-hmm. That's not happening.
Yeah, they're telling her that they will be maybe moving it to June, and they've already decided that they will be online. So her first semester as a college student will be sitting in her house online.
Thank you for having faith in me.
A lot of colleges are just going to finish out 2020. Like, they're not even going fall semester. Like, they're just going to do everything online.
She doesn't know yet what's going to happen for the fall, if she's going to be able to go up to campus or not. They haven't made that decision yet for her. But I was asking her, I'm like, how do you feel about your senior year? Because, you know, now prom, graduation, senior breakfast, awards, like all that, like
all the fun stuff that happens your senior year, and even just like the memories of being a senior in high school.
The mieditas, like all that shit. And she said, honestly,
all your getties with your friends.
She's a college student now.
No, that's like, so sad. Like,
literally, she's changed. She says, I've basically said goodbye to high school, and all I'm thinking about now is when I get to start GUF.
I mean,
it's good mentally, but it's sad to think that
emotionally
where they're at.
It's
right.
Like, our kids don't get that. Like, Oliver heard me talking to my mom, and I was like, yeah, I don't think they're going to go back to school. And he's like, I'm not going back to school. Yeah. And he, like, got so excited. I'm like, you're going back to school. Shut up. But
even stupid shit, like, we were supposed to have a kinder graduation.
Yeah, and Oliver would have taken.
At the end of May, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Oliver would have gotten, like, little graduation pictures, like, graduating from pre-K to kindergarten. Yeah. And I was today looking online. I think I'm going to buy him a little cap and gown and just do pictures myself because
They did the boys ones in January, I want to say. So we have the pictures.
No, I don't have those pictures for Oliver.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got lucky with that. But, like, yeah, like, little, I mean, like, and even, like, stupid shit. Like, I was so funny because, like, Nathan was here and it was just so recently that his little St. Patrick's Day shirt. I was like.
Yeah, I had bought the kids, like, little St. Patrick's Day thingies to wear to school. And I'm like, well, I guess we'll just wear them around the house now because.
Yeah, well, in kinder, I mean, you haven't been there since pre-K, but from pre-K 2 to kinder, they do like a splash day, kind of similar to like the rodeo day or the harvest pumpkin patch thing. They do a splash day where they bring in like the water slides and or whatever. And like kinder's the last year they do it. So Lincoln like knew that like, oh, my last splash day is here. And like that's also in May. So Mother's Day breakfast, we're not going to be able to do with them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we do a Mother's Day breakfast always the first week of May. We're not going to be able to do that. So
like, yeah, little things like that. Then it's like nuts. Like we had planned, and just even in general, we had planned spring break.
Yeah,
yeah. My memories on Facebook, my pictures from my spring break last year, and I'm like, what a fucking difference between last year and this year. Like last year we were all over North Carolina, and now we've been staring at the inside of the house.
Well, we lost. Spring break technically for us because our spring for spring break technically hasn't happened or wasn't because for
it was supposed to be the week after Easter.
Yeah, we were supposed to start spring break August
this coming Wednesday.
May April 10th.
Yeah.
So and then we had made plans, we were gonna go to Disney, we were gonna do all these things. And then with all this had to change, and then because of the whole homeschooling thing, they said, okay, well we're just gonna make the private school spring break the same as public schools. So last week was spring break. So it was like, oh yeah, that was spring break.
But okay, it gave them home. But I think that they did that logistically.
Yeah, to give the teachers time to plan.
I think that's what they did. They were trying to give the teachers time to get the shit together because
they had no time. At least public school had no time. Exactly. It was literally
one day to the next, like we're closing school.
Not even. I picked the kids up on Friday and getting home from picking them up. Oh, there's no more school. And I'm like, but I just picked them up from school. Like, I don't have a computer for Sophie. I don't have anything.
They announced, they gave us a day. They told us on Friday. They were like, Friday, you know, we're closing. Monday, you can bring them if you don't have, childcare arrangements. Like, you can bring them Monday. But as of Tuesday, we're closed.
Yeah. And then Monday, come pick up a packet.
Right. A packet that was looking for the week because they were just, like, planning on being out a week. Here we are 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
So
Sophie got the school gave her a computer, so she has like her own laptop. But it sucks. So we haven't used it all week, and now her and Oliver have been sharing my laptop because the computer they gave her just blows.
Well, Link has an iPad, so he's been doing his iPad, and then I actually brought my big ass work Mac. I brought it home, so my laptop is free.
Thankfully I have my own computer.
I have an extra laptop if you need it.
No, we're good. I think we're good.
Why do you have an extra laptop?
I have my PC laptop.
Oh.
Like my personal laptop. But since I'm working off of, I actually have way too many computers right now at this house because since they sent me home. So Jeff works off of a laptop for work.
Right.
Like a smart company. They have a laptop. They give him a laptop so that he can work in the office or work from home.
Yeah, that's how my company is set up too. Everybody has their own laptop and docking stations. And we just plug into monitors.
We didn't have laptops at my office. Everybody worked from their desktop at their desk and that's it. Since it was so crazy, you're going in, you're not going in situation, I, because I was considered high risk, was sent home with a laptop to work while they figured out this work from home situation. While I was home working from my laptop, the office was deemed everybody needs to shut down. the, even though we are considered essential services, the building said, screw that, we're closing the building. So they said, okay, everybody has to come pick up their desktop systems and go home. So my boss picked up my desktop system and dropped it off for me, leaving me the laptop because there's no place to put it because the building is closed. Right. And he's like, you keep it. So I have an office laptop. I have my office desktop. Then I have my own personal like computer, my laptop, but I'm not using it because it's just sitting there because Nathan is either on his laptop, I mean on his tablet, or he has his own computer.
Right.
So I have an extra laptop. So if you do need to let me know. But then Jeff has his Mac, which is what I'm on now. So I have way too many computers in this house. But,
yeah, I was just thinking about that. We do too. I have this computer that's here, the one that I edit the podcast on. Now, Neri has a Surface. I have my work laptop plus my own personal laptop and now Sophie's school laptop.
We do not need to leave our homes.
There's no need.
But yeah.
So but yesterday I said I need to go into the out. Like, I don't care where I don't care if I'm driving around in circles. Like, I just need to be out.
You know what this stupid fucking coronavirus has made me do? I'm running.
You're running? I knew you were walking.
Okay. I'm like not casually walking, but I'm also not like, I'm not running. Like, I'm not training for a marathon, but I'm like,
you're speed walking?
Like, not power. Yeah. And I'm sweating and I walk.
Oh my gosh, like,
Vanessa's more familiar. Vanessa's more familiar with my neighborhood than Christy is, because Christy the other day told me, she's like, I don't know where you live. She's been here a bunch of times, but she's like, I know how to get there, but I don't know where it is.
I don't know the idea of it.
It's in the hammock.
I'm going to be here. It's something. I don't even.
Well, Vanessa grew up in this part of Miami. So she's like, so I walked today from my house to basically where Chef Adrian's is.
Yikes. Oh, okay. That's far.
And back. Yeah. That's walked 2.5 miles. I was out of my house for like an hour. I walked 2.5 miles.
I want to walk. I've been walking. I've been walking too because like it's the only way to get out of the house is to like just go for a walk around the neighborhood. But I busted my ass on Monday. Guys, look at my knee.
They want to come with me when they're walking.
Look. Well, here's the thing. I've lived in the hammock three times. Like, this is, oh my God.
Yeah.
That is like a big freaking grave.
Yeah. That's what I did to myself. So now I'm limping around the house like a fucking, I don't know what, and I can't go for walks anymore, so it's better.
I've lived in three different places within the hammock, like, over the course of my life, and the hammocks is really nice. They have, like, a lot of walking trails and a lot of lakes or whatever.
Have they closed them? Around.
No. The parks are closed, but the trails are open.
My point is
that, like, I, throughout the years, have, like, walked here and there. It was never, like, a regular thing. I've never seen these trails so like packed with people because it's the only thing that people can do. Like, they're walking their dogs, they're riding bike, they're like just walking. I'm going to buy a bike, I think.
I've been wanting a bike for so long, but I don't have sidewalks here.
Because it's like, what else am I going to do?
I have a bike that's dangerous.
Guys, I can't walk. So
come get it. I'll put it outside.
Put it on your porch and light fall it down.
I'll put it on the porch to take it.
But you can't leave it there like unsupervised. Somebody will steal it.
This is true.
I'll call you when I'm down the block.
I had that discussion with somebody. I was like, just drop it off at my house. And they're like, but we can't exchange things. I go, okay, well, call me and tell me when you're going to drop it off. Mm-hmm. And so I can go outside. Even though like my boyfriend is not horrible and I have the ring, so I can like scream at somebody.
Right.
But like we were realizing that, like, Jeff looked to me today because we're trying just to.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Get out of the house or whatever, like to order once a week. like order food at least one time a week from one place, like in our area.
And you go pick it up?
And we go pick it up. At least it's been not even in our area. Like it's literally been the pizza place that we don't want to close.
Right.
Like, that pizza place is good.
That's why they're tiny little like mom's mm-hmm. like they're a tiny little place and I'm like yeah. scared for them. So like they're decently priced and everything. So like today, Jeff's like, oh, do you want to cook or do you just want to order? I'm like, oh, because we're saving like a shit ton of money.
Fuck yeah.
No gas, no tolls, no nothing. So spending $40 on like takeout on food, is nothing. Yeah. So he was like, do you want to, and he's like, order. And I'm like, no, he goes, go pick it up. And I go, why do I have to pick it up? You go pick it up. And he goes, like, you wouldn't fucking run out the door for the opportunity to get out of this house. And I go, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'll yeah.
David hasn't left. I don't want David to go anywhere because he's asthmatic.
Well, here's the thing. I'm the more at risk between me and Jeff, but I really want to leave the house.
Yeah.
I go on in my little masks. I have my gloves. I have my whole.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I know.
Let me tell you.
There you go, dying. You yeah, have no. Corona.
This is why I'm not supposed to be leaving my house. But
yeah, I don't let David leave. David has only gone since it started. David has only gone to his parents' house. It's the only place he's gone.
No, yeah, like I've gone to Publix. I had to take my mom to her doctor's appointment thing. But you know,
what happened with the splinters in her feet?
Oh yeah.
Would you like to share with the class what happened?
Sure, I will share with the class.
Shit that only happens to you people.
Yeah. I think it's just like, okay. So me and my mother are both considered high risk and both should be home because I'm asthmatic and have, acute bronchitis and, chronic bronchitis. And my mom is, she's 75 years old, cancer survivor, all that fun stuff. So she should be home. So we have been home. She was in the backyard of my house and there's like a patch right by the like little patio that I have that because of the patio itself, that grass is covered from sunlight because of the patio, it doesn't get sun, because of the own shade that the building puts on it. So it's like dried up, like no, like the grass there has not been able to grow whatsoever. So it's shriveled up basically. And I guess because it got so dry, it developed these like little black like dried twiggy thorn thingies.
That's such a scientific description.
You're so articulate sometimes.
They'll stick to your shoes, stick to your socks, stick to the bottom of your, you know. So my mom's in the backyard, she's sitting down and we were putting the sprinkler on there and the sprinkler falls over and she had taken off her slippers, her sandals. So she was just sitting on the porch, like rocking herself. So she sees that the thing fell. Instead of putting her slippers, her sandals back on, she just decides to walk on the grass without them. As she is halfway to the sprinkler to pick it back up, she steps on something and goes, ow. But like any normal person, instead of saying, ow, stop what you're doing, this hurts. No, you're halfway there. You just keep going. You fix the sprinkler, then you come back and then deal with it. Well, apparently in they like embedded into her foot. So these little like that would have, I guess like pieces of either dried grass or wood went into the bottoms of her feet and they were not coming back out. Like hot water. We tried tweezers. We tried iodine, the whole nine yards. Nothing was happening. But then it got to the point that 2 days later, like if she walked, like she like felt like pain in her feet. So we call her the doctor and they're like, you need to come in. It's going to get infected. We had to bring her into the Leon Medical Center. And like, they had to like literally the scalpel cut out these things on her feet.
Lovely.
And she had like 15 of them.
Jesus, mom.
So of course.
Yeah, Lela.
Yeah, exactly. So, but she's fine now, thank God, and everything's fine. But it was like a really stressful thing because like the one thing you're told to do is not go outside and not go to places like if you don't have to be at a hospital,
don't go to the hospital. Yeah.
That's exactly what we were. So, but I will tell you, I had to go today to go pick up some turkey and milk for Nathan at Publix. And the Publix is like literally not even a block away from my house. It is surreal out there, people. People like everybody in public, like walking around, like before, as like when we first went under this whole quarantine thing, like you would see maybe like one person, maybe
no, everybody
in a mask, Like, now every single person that was at that Publix was...
Everyone's doing it, but then I also feel like Miami, I've been waiting for it, and I don't mean this in, like, a bad way, but I've been waiting for it to, like, fuck Miami in the ass, because in Miami don't give a fuck.
They don't. They truly
do. They don't care.
They don't.
I'm, like, at pub or at shopping, wherever, because it's either Publix or Aldi or wherever I fucking go. Excuse me. And people, like, are literally reaching over you to grab what they need. It's like, bitch, you're supposed to be 6 feet back. Like,
it's not like, at least today, it was not like that. Like, there wasn't even conversations. Like, nobody was talking to each other today.
So I actually went to Target yesterday, which I hadn't been to Target since before all of this. That's been so long. I went because,
Target missed me.
Target misses all of us.
I'm sure they do.
I've been saving so much
money from not going to Target because I'm not buying.
I saw a meme the other day. If I would have known that the last time I went to Target would have been the last time I went to Target, I would have appreciated more. But I went because there's certain things at Link East that they only sell there.
Right.
There's a certain brand of, like, these organic kids waffles and breakfast stuff that they only have there. And they have, in my opinion, a better selection of, like, the organic kids food there. The only other place that I've seen that has as good is the Publix by Ferguson. But that's a great Publix. And we used to go there all the time because his Taekwondo class was, like, right around the corner. We haven't been going. So, but I went because I needed to get things that I can only get there.
Yeah.
And it was... like dead, like there's nobody there, and it was like a Thursday afternoon at like 7, which is usually like pretty
but aren't they closing at 8? Early, so that's probably why.
I was there today at 12:30. Like, I was at Publix, I took my lunch to go. That's what I usually do. I'll go during lunch, and there was like, it wasn't full, like not even close to, but like everybody was just doing their thing. When people had to walk by each other, it was very quiet. People were just getting what they needed. Nobody was like milling around having conversations. You know, like, there's always that person that's like, you know, trying to talk to you at the deli or at the, you know,
right.
The amount of online orders at the deli was insane.
Oh yeah.
That whole like bin where they put the like
orders
was just
packed. I've been trying to do like a pickup order at the new Walmart for days, and I can't because they're only doing the reservations 2 days at a time. And the other day had to wake up. The only reason I couldn't do it is because I didn't have my credit card with me and I needed to update my information. Fuck you. But I had to, the other day I happened to just get up at like 6:30 and there were spots available, but it was only like the last two. It was like 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. were like the only times available.
Well, Neri signed up to drive for Prime Now. And it's been two weeks.
Been doing that?
They are. And it's because since I've started working, I've been using, like, since I'm home all day, I've been using a lot more online grocery delivery. So lately, like before this whole shit hit the fan, I was just using Prime Now for groceries, and it's great.
Prime Now doesn't deliver to my area.
They don't?
I've tried multiple times to order stuff from Prime Now, and Prime Now and Amazon Fresh, every time I've gone recently, Book.
Well, yeah, no, no, they're super booked.
Supposedly you have,
but there's
either like it.
There's so many people ordering that there's so many people. Sorry, driving for them that Neri's been able to get maybe like three shifts in 2 weeks, and they do like 2 hour the same 2 hour delivery blocks that we get to pick from is how they is how they assign like the delivery drivers, and he's been able to pick up like three shifts I think in 2 weeks.
But that's weird. You would think. Like, because like I said, I've tried to set up appointments, and all that tells me is that there's no availability. And he's somebody that's willing to drive, and he can't get a shift.
And he can't get a shift because they're filling up, and they have too. I feel like now they have too many drivers because there's so many people out of work. Like, somebody like at least I know like there's some companies that people are getting furloughed. Like, I know that there's some companies that you keep your benefits, but you're not getting paid. And then, or like there's other companies that are cutting people's salaries. Like, my brother just found out he works for a dealership. And now because people are starting to get sick, like the workers are starting to get sick, they're like, okay, you're going to come in every other day and you're going to come in teams. So like you're not exposed to the same number of people, like use a smaller group of people or whatever. That way not everybody gets sick all at once. But that means that his time just got cut in half. So everybody's like, there's people, you know, like trying to fill in the gaps in their salary. So there's way more drivers than they have availability for.
Which is, it's crazy. And like, and then in the same boat, it's like, there's not everything is available.
Mm-hmm. I tried to order, I went on Prime Now.
And what you can.
Yeah. I tried to see if they had like any clean. I mean, I'm pretty stocked up on cleaning stuff and I have toilet paper and paper towels and all that jazz. But like, I was like, oh, let me see if it's available. And it's just not, like, you have to go and hunt for it.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't even, like, I've gone all these days that I've gone if I've gone to Publix, like I got like on Tuesday while I was waiting for my mom to finish at the doctor, cause I couldn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even go into the building. Like, it was just the person having the procedure and that's it. And they scanned her, they checked her, they checked her temperature, they gave her gloves, masks, even though she brought stuff. Like, they gave her all that stuff right at the door before she could even walk in.
Good.
And I went to Publix, which is in the same shopping center, while she was there. And I was actually able to get, like, paper towels at that Publix. And that Publix had, like, basically a lot of the stuff that I was missing from around the house that I was looking for. But, like, in general, like, my Publix here hasn't had paper towels or toilet paper or any of that stuff for at least 2 weeks.
I finally found it, that kind of stuff. Not that I needed. I didn't. But I got a pack of each just
yeah, to have. That's what I did too. Like before the shit hit the fan, I was like, I have both, but I'm going to buy a pack of each just to have like an extra.
Well, I went to Aldi pretty early last Saturday. I went by before 10 and they had everything. Like they had, I guess, just restocked that morning. Like Aldi restocks every morning.
Right.
So they had just restocked and like what they didn't have was like meat. I'm having a really hard time finding like ground beef a lot. So that's like whatever
My public says a lot of ground beef.
Yeah.
You should try like tomorrow. Those little Spanish markets. Like
that's what I've been thinking. Only in Kendall has been posting like the Tropical supermarket that's there by like El Dorado on 137th and Kendall. Like it's fully stocked.
Yeah, all those places.
And I have a Presidente close by too.
That's what I was going to say. Presidente or whatever the hell they're called. That's where Neri's mom shops and she's been able to find everything that she needs. So
yeah.
Insider tip, like, go to those weird little markets you would never go to. You'll probably find everything.
Yeah. Like it's nuts, but you can't like, and we were lucky because like right before like the stuff like started getting funky, like literally the first weekend of March, like the first second weekend of March, like March 8th around there. Like we had gone on our monthly Costco run.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Like we're Costco people. At least once every month, every 2 months, we go to Costco.
We do BJ's, but
our paper towels, our toilet paper, like our chicken, like stuff like that. Like, and we had gone in the big thing of toilet paper, the big thing of paper towels, and we always have because I forgot to cancel it, so got lucky about that. We have our Amazon subscribe and save shipment of baby wipes.
Oh, perfect.
We still have that and it still comes in. And every time it comes in, I'm like, fuck, I need to cancel that. But, you know, now I have two boxes of baby wipes.
If you want to donate some baby wipes, I will pick them.
Let me know. I literally have two boxes.
Yeah.
Which they have those individual like packs in them.
Yeah.
They come in, like, I think it's like 6 to 8 packs.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I have two of those boxes. I actually got really lucky because apparently I'm really bad at it. the other day showed up at my door a box of Lysol Clorox wipes.
Oh, nice. I haven't been able to find them.
I've had it on subscribe and save.
I haven't been able to find them. I have. So when I moved into this house, I like changed the way that I clean and I'm only buying like plant-based cleaning products. So all of this to say that the last box pack of wipes that I got was like Method, Method brand, which I love, but I don't know how effective it is now at this point because, you know.
Yeah. Another thing. I have them recurring like every 2 to 3 months. They sent me a thing. And again, because I just have things on subscribe and save. I don't even think about it.
Right.
And they charge it to the Amazon card.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't look at it. We just, you know, you just pay it every month. So things showed up and I was like, oh shit, I didn't even expect it to come because I expected it to be sold out or unavailable or whatever, because it's the one thing you cannot find is Lysol spray.
So my mom actually had, she went to BJ's and bought, right before all of this, and bought like one of those six packs, and she had a bunch, so she gave me like two.
That's
so I'm good.
One thing we do not have at all in this house is Lysol spray. But let me tell you, the other day, which it cracked me up, like I go to Jeff, I go, the house smells weird. He goes, what do you mean the house smells weird? And I'm like, stand here and smell the house. Like, it just smells like people.
It smells like people.
It smells stuffy. It
That's
smells
the title.
Like,
it smells like people.
It smells like people. It smells stuffy. It just smells, and it, like, we realized that because we were basically not leaving the house.
Yeah.
And just cleaning with like cleaning products, we weren't spraying like the pretty smelly like Febreze and lighting our like the Bath and Body Works candles and stuff like that.
You know what I have that?
So the house didn't have that.
Care of that. You know what I have that takes care of that? I have one of those like automatic air. The fuck brand is it?
Oh, the Airwick? One that like
Airwick?
The one that shoots it out every 15 minutes.
Scares me.
I have those.
I know, they scare me too.
Scares me. I don't have them in my house.
They're all over my house. I'm surprised you've never noticed them.
I didn't notice them last time I was there, but they scare me. Like,
well, because when you were here, I had turned it off because I had a Christmas candle on.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Because they scare the hell out of me. Because you're like,
you, all of a sudden, you just hear,
if you're like, yeah, you're super quiet, and all of a sudden,
well, where I have it is like in the corner of my counter, and like the counter is like right next to the couch. And I've had people sitting like close to where it is and then like jump up when that thing goes up. But I have one in my bedroom. I have one in Lincoln's bedroom. I have one in my living room. And like I have, my house is kind of like open concept. So the living room, dining room, kitchen is kind of all the same room. So, but that keeps the, it smells like people smell out.
Yeah. And I thought we've been like lighting the candle now. And our little like Airwick, like the ones that we have in the plugs, like over time, like they've just run out and we just haven't bought new ones. So those right. little things aren't, but it was the funniest thing because I was just like, why does the house smell just like not like what it usually smells like? And it's because we'll go out, we'll move around. And then like on Saturday or on Sunday, you would like light a candle and like, you know, the house smells like the candles, but we're not lighting candles Monday through Friday because nobody's home during the day.
Right.
But now the house, it smells like people. Like it was like.
What have you guys been doing to like keep yourself entertained?
Alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Besides that.
Besides drinking every
single day.
I've been
walking. I told you, I've been walking. I've been taking my dogs for a
walk. Not binging anything?
I've been.
Oh, Tiger King.
Yeah, but I don't think Christy saw it.
Did you? Nope. Christy, nope. Watch
Why?
It, goddammit.
Why?
I'm not watching anything.
Why? You watch everything.
I'm reading.
Oh.
Oh, you're reading Kylo Ren fan fiction.
I really am reading Kylo Ren.
Dave's in the kitchen and he's like listening to this and he made this face.
I honestly have not been, like,
I've been July shit.
No, I have
point.
Not watched any TV. I realize,
I'm not sure you watch Grey's.
I watch, well, that's what I said. Like, I watch Grey's to stay caught up because they pissed me off. So I need to, you know, be mad at Shonda.
So I feel like I'm just in a constant state of mad at Shonda at this point.
Yeah, it's like I'm always doing that. So I watch to be mad at her.
Show me on this doll where Shonda hurt you.
Everywhere.
All over.
She's just getting worse and worse.
That bitch.
Gave me a glimmer of hope at the end of this last episode, and I'm still not.
No, there's no hope on that show.
I don't watch it, and I'm here to tell you, don't hold on to it. Just let that shit go.
I'm vested. It's been too many years.
No, that's like, the thing, is that it's been 16 years. I can't give it up.
I thought of you guys because I logged into my Netflix the other day on my phone, and it was like, you know how it, like at the top it shows you like what to watch? It was like Grey's Anatomy. I was like, fuck you, Shonda. You're not going to suck me in. And I was like, I should tell them that. And then I forgot.
I know somebody that's watching that's never seen it, that started it now during the quarantine. And I'm like, bro.
I'm very tempted. But
look, if you do, I will give you the same advice I gave to people when they started watching Game of Thrones. don't get attached to anybody.
Nobody.
Don't only get Meredith. Attached to anybody only because Meredith. Nobody is safe.
Only Meredith so far is the only person that is safe.
Because, like, here we are 16 years later, and they're getting ready to kill off, like, an original cast member.
Wonderful.
That we've, like, it's basically been everybody.
I don't know if I have the emotions to deal with that.
That's the thing.
They better kill him. They better kill him off.
I don't, because I can't deal with, like, 3 years of him and all.
No.
He called her Ellis this week. I almost cried.
I can't handle that. And I'm already dealing with DeLuca's crazy shit. I can't deal with all this going on at the same time.
But no, I don't care about DeLuca. So.
Yeah, but I just don't like what they're doing. It's really still pissing me off. That's my boy.
I don't care about him.
But
I fucking hate Teddy. I've hated her since day one.
No. But here's the funny thing. So one of the big things that they've had to do, because again, my company was not equipped for this shit. They were not prepared. That they said from day one is because of the strain on the network, please make sure that you're not streaming. Like, they basically said it, do not stream anything while you are working from home. Even though you're using your internet, we're still logging into the security network.
Right.
Yeah.
So because of that, it's too many people logging in on these VPN clients.
Right.
They ask everybody, don't stream anything that's not work related. They actually ask people, there's not many of us out there, but like my friend Ely is one of them. If your job isn't claims related, like that you have to be logged into the claims program, log off of the network during the day, like from 10 to 2. If you can log off of the VPN network and just work from your laptop, like your general work. And like a lot of Ely's work is just internet based, like or doing Excel sheets, they're planning. She's an events planner for the company. So she doesn't have to be logged into our network. So they specifically asked us not to stream shit. So
I get that job.
Yeah, trust me, I would be in that job if I could be away from my house for 4 weeks at a time. So, and you moved to Dallas and you have.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she.
If I'm moving,
you would be close to the Tiger King. You would be close to his park.
No.
They said don't stream. So I haven't streamed shit because I don't stream on my computer. Granted, I have a television right there.
I was going to say, you have a TV, you have an iPad, you have a phone. Like,
but I have
a phone. All that stuff is still streaming on your same Wi-Fi, isn't it? Or they don't want you streaming on your computer.
It's on the computer because it's the VPN.
Yeah, but it's the VPN network. That has nothing to do with her house Wi-Fi.
So my house Wi-Fi is already bogged down because Nathan's logged in. Jeff's on the work. So we also have to be conscious of what we're
That's
doing
why I had like 2 months ago, I had Xfinity come and give me an Ethernet cable. So my work computer doesn't Wi-Fi.
Dude, we literally upgraded our internet package the day before I got sent home.
Yeah.
But not planned. Like, Jeff was bitching that our internet, that Nathan was on his iPad and that the connection sucked. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of you bitching. I'm going to call and see what it costs to like upgrade to the fastest internet. And with like a deal that we got, it was nothing. So we upgraded. And then the next day they're like, your ass is going home. I was like, fuck. I'm like, thank God I did that. It was time.
Yeah. But, when I started, like 2 months after I started working, we upgraded to like the biggest package that they have because I had to. But,
We don't
watch regular TV here. Like we only stream.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't watch. We don't have cable. All we do is stream. So when we got like whatever the $70 like badass internet thing is from Comcast, and that's all we have.
Yeah. So I haven't been streaming because I haven't been streaming on my work computer. I've been conscious of not streaming, and then I'm dealing with Nathan. So during the day I'm not streaming, and then at night I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to be around anybody. So I'm literally just grabbed my phone and I just sit there and read stories. And I'm reading books, Stephanie.
You're not reading books. You're reading Kylo Ren fan fiction.
That's not books.
I'm down.
It's not a book until it becomes 50 Shades of Grey. Okay.
So I'm down. I have
downloaded. If you get it on a paperback, then it's a book.
I have downloaded them onto EPUB. They are books.
They're not books.
Do you know how many, like, you know what? I'm not going into this with you.
They are EPUB.
Although I will say this, and I'm going to admit it publicly so that it's on the record for all time. I have to make a very public apology to Christy.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Oh, yeah.
Because we give her a lot of shit. Specifically, I give her a lot of shit. I give her a lot of shit for being old. I give her a lot of shit for a lot of her taste in stuff she probably is way too old to
watch. She messaged me way too late at night for this one.
Link has been wanting to, since we've been on quarantine for some reason, he's been wanting to watch The Descendants. So we watched all the Descendants movies. We were watching Descendants 2. And I knew-ish, who the characters were just from, being alive in this world and from having a kindergartner. Mm-hmm. So I, when it got to the what's my name number or whatever, that one. And they introduced Harry Hook. I was like, who the fuck is this kid?
He's so cute.
Guyliner is just hot.
I love that his eyeliner just gets thicker and thicker as the movie progresses.
And I was just watching it for a second and I'm like, is this a little shit that Chrissy was obsessed with? So then I texted her and after the whole thing was over, I was like, okay, I get it. So I texted her and I'm like, look, I'm really sorry for making fun of you, but I understand. But I understand it now. So,
but they're a hot little boy movies. With
his eyeliner.
No.
Listen, I was never I like the Disney Channel movies. I've never, whatever. I give her shit because I give her shit, but I don't.
Well, because it's fun to.
It was about the fact that I was obsessed with Harry Hook.
Well, that too.
Well, I mean, but it's you. Then she realized. I know you, and I mean, we've been friends for how many years now? So I'm like, okay, that's just Christy. She's in love with a child, and it's fine.
Okay with that. But also dark and broody. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it fits her aesthetic.
I had this whole conversation with Missy the other day because I forgot who we were talking about. And she's like, you know, Jeff's right. You do worry me when you say you're attracted to somebody because you have weird ass taste. And I go, it's because I don't have a type. And then I sent her pictures. Started talking.
You have a type.
And then she's like, You have a type.
It's just a weird one.
And that's what she says. You have a type. It's just you're fucking weird.
You're fucking weird.
It's like left.
And they're like, it's most of the time it's dark and broody or the unattractive villain.
Or not even the unattractive. Or like a ducky from fucking Pretty in Pink kind like that. Like it's that.
I love the weirdo.
Yeah.
Because you're a weirdo, but that's why we love you.
I know. Well, I've actually debated with Missy. I told her, and I told her if I do go down the road, she said she'd go down the road with me. But I just, I hate the main character so much that I made it through, two episodes of the original series. But I've debated. I'll tell you right now, I've debated. But I hate the main character so much that I couldn't even make it through the first two episodes of the series. But now that HBO is, free and stuff, that they're giving, thing, I'm debating starting Girls.
Oh no! Don't do it.
Don't do that. But I've only heard bad things.
But Adam Driver's not worth it. I'll tell you why he's not worth it. Because not only is the show garbage, and not only does it make it was supposed to be I saw the whole first season.
Well, that was the issue they had. It was supposed to be this female empowerment. And I watched the first episode and I'm like, fuck this girl. I hate Lena Dunham.
The first episode is about, mind you, I'm watching this and I think Lena Dunham and I are the same age.
I'm a little bit older than her.
And I was watching this and she's like, I'm 26 and I'm just finding myself and whatever. And I'm like, bitch, you've been out of college for 4 years.
Hey, you should be done with that.
Yeah, I felt it gave, it was supposed to be this revolutionary show for millennial women, and I just felt it gave millennial women such a bad name.
Yeah.
And I'm
I
moved out of my house in my own apartment at 22. No.
I'm very angry that millennials are being blamed for spreading the coronavirus, and it's not us.
It is not us.
It is not
us. Go after Gen Z.
Yeah, my cousin. So my cousin is 19 years old, and she just got tested a couple days ago. So she's presumptive positive for Gaga virus. And because she went like a week ago to go sleep over at her little friend's house who had just come back from spring break. And I'm like, you are not supposed to be near people, dumb dumb. Like, what are you doing? And now you have, now she's like really fucking sick now.
And, isn't it like, and so is her friend. Yeah, they've already confirmed, like, and of course, I'm sure there's more. They just can't, like, they haven't matched the information, but they're like, they've confirmed like 40 kids that were in like Tampa and like the
that were here for spring break.
Oh, that was to one college. That was just one college.
That was just like for 40 cases of like people that like were on.
Yeah, like 70. There were 70 kids total that like went to that area, and 40 of them came back with it.
I gotta plug in my.
Or like, I saw an article that they were able to kind of track the cell phones anonymously.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And I was like, I mean, it was a really cool, like, the technology was really cool, but it's kind of scary that they could do that. But like, they tracked the people who were here and then where they went afterwards. And I'm like, all these people got sick and then they went everywhere. So like, and it was not us. We have knee problems. Like, we don't go clubbing anymore.
We have jobs.
We have kids.
We're working from it. They just classify anybody. This is why I've said okay boomer so much is this reason, because anybody to them under 40 is a millennial.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, like the miscategorization of the generation hits anybody under 40 gets classified as a millennial, when really there you've got Gen X. We're still in that like 40 range.
The millennials are turning 40 next. They start turning 40 next year.
You guys are still there, because like we're like right above, but and some of us are younger, I would hope, still. So people don't think I'm a Gen X at all.
Not at all.
So, and then we have millennials, and then Gen Z is the ones causing all sorts of crazy shit.
Yeah, because they're stupid, because they're children.
Yeah. Well, and also
I get it, because at that age, I probably would have done the same shit. But
yeah, like, but also boomers are stupid, because like, they're the worst. It's like having children.
I can't.
The other day, yesterday, my dad called me and to tell me, because they just moved and they just bought a house, like they're finally like in their permanent residence in North Carolina. So he calls to tell me, oh, the neighbor is like this 70 something year old man. He's in a wheelchair, and his son and daughter-in-law were here, and they were like cleaning out the garage because they're going to list the house. You should buy the house. And I'm like, Dad, how do you know all this? He's like, oh, I went over to talk to them. My dad went inside the fucking house. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Just walk into the house.
Like, no, he went and like talked to them. And the guy was like, yeah, come in, come take a look. Cause like that's how people aren't, like, people are just really nice in North Carolina.
Nonsense.
But my dad's like telling me this, and I'm like, but you're not supposed to talk to strangers. Like, what are you doing?
No, you're not supposed to talk to strangers. You're not supposed to be like around other people.
Exactly.
Right now.
Like, I understand. Like, okay, so my brother went to go visit them last week, like the week that was our spring break. My brother went up there to help them move, and I was kind of against it because like my parents are in.
Did
like,
he drive?
No, he flew, but he said the airplane was empty. He said there was like 9 people on the flight, and then his flight home got canceled, and then he picked another flight, and then that one got canceled, and then so he had to get one for the following day to come home, which was Monday, which was when I fell because I went to go pick his ass up from the airport. So I blame my scrape on him, but he told me the flight was 6 people, and the majority of it was like the flight team, the flight crew. And I'm like, I was against him going, but I'm like, okay, but he's going to go see our parents, and like at least he'll be able to kind of keep them from going everywhere. But my dad, oh yeah, I went and I talked to them, and I went into the house, and I'm like, what? But what? You're not supposed to do that, Dad.
The joke right now is that all of us kids, and I say the word kids because our parents do all this.
Chrissy hasn't been a kid in 50 years.
Yeah, but like we'll be like, oh, it's now our turn to be like, don't you go to the left.
Those are my favorite memes. Those are my favorite memes.
Like, where do you think you're going? This, like, I tell my mom all the time. Like in the beginning, I was like, the best one was like before the whole quarantine started, when I was still going to work, but she was home, and she wanted to go to the senior center. And I go, do you really think that that's the best use of your time right now? Like, do you think that that's where you should be, or should you be at home? I'm not going to tell you what to do. but I'm going to let you make the decision. And let's see if you make the right decision.
You're such a strict mom. My mom was just,
I know I am. But like my mom was just looking at me with his face. Just like, no. And I was like.
Oh, and my dad just told me to shut the fuck up and told me to stop being stupid. And I'm like, huh? I can't go visit you if you end up in the hospital, old man. Like, please don't. Like.
Oh, no, my.
They're like, my aunt's another one. My aunt just had open heart surgery in October. So she's a pharmacist, so she's considered essential. But
God, she should know better.
Exactly. And then she's like super like OCD about cleaning and like she's very meticulous and like she likes things to be a certain way. And it's really annoying. But, you know, like she's very like the house is a mess and there's like one cup out of place. And, oh, my God, the house is a mess. Like that's how she is. And she went to LA, like she was in LA the week before shit hit the fan. She was in Seattle before then.
The two biggest places that you should not be.
When she was in LA, she went to Universal. Then she came home. She lives with her 93-year-old mother in the same house. God. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I'm driving to Florida during spring break because I'm a floater in the pharmacy. Like she's like. They put her where they need her and they need me at the only Harris Teeter in Florida. And I'm like,
there's a Harris Teeter in Florida.
Yeah. In like Port St. Louis, like a little bit north. I probably shouldn't have said that, but like she probably, it's like a little bit north of Port St. Lucie, like Central Florida. I love Harris Teeter. Harris Teeter's awesome.
I've never been, but my sister-in-law and my brother love it.
It's like, it's on par with Publix. So it's great.
I've been to Kroger there.
Kroger's good too.
I like Kroger.
But she drove from North Carolina. This is an open heart surgery patient. Drove to Florida during spring break to work in a pharmacy. And I'm like, you are high risk because your age. You're high risk because your surgery. You're high risk because you were just in Los Angeles. Like, and now you're coming to Florida during spring break when all these stupid fucking kids are here. Like, we don't want you. And why are you coming? And like, your daughter, my cousin just had her son. He's not even a year old yet. He'll be a year in May. They're not letting her see her grandson and she's losing her mind. I'm like, they're not going to let you see him for a really long time because you're exposing yourself stupidly.
Well, you didn't see the thing with... Is it Jimmy Kimmel? Oh, no, Carson Daly, his wife. You didn't see what happened? So she gave birth, like, last week. They have three other kids. So she gave birth to their fourth. He was there for the delivery, and he had to leave to go take care of his other kid.
Yeah.
So for, like, the 3 days that she was in the hospital after she gave birth, she was alone with the baby.
Because
there was no
in
and out. Like, once you left, you left.
I've seen a lot
of sister-in-law
that.
My sister-in-law is pregnant right now, and like they have like their two other girls.
When is she due?
And May, the last week of May.
Yikes. Well, yeah, I've seen a lot of that. Like a lot of hospitals, they're not allowing visitors, period. And that means like the support person. I've seen some hospitals that are making an exception for labor and delivery, but there's some hospitals that are saying no to labor and delivery too.
At least that I know of here, labor and delivery is the exception, and you are allowed like to have your support person or whatever, but there's no in and out.
Yeah, just one person.
Yeah, there's no in and out. Like there's no like, oh, I'm gonna go home and take a shower and come back. Like that. All of our husbands, I'm sure, did. Like, I know David did, like, whatever.
Oh, Neri did, too. One night, my mom stayed with me, and Neri stayed home.
Yeah.
There was one night when Sophie was born that she was crying. Like, I had a C-section, so Sophie was crying, and I was, like, trying to wake him up. He was passed the fuck out, and I'm like, what can I throw at this man to wake him up? Because his baby is crying, and I cannot get out of this bed right now.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't even scream because, like, I couldn't like contract my stomach muscles to get loud. So it was like it's amazing. Like you don't know what you use your abs for until you can't use them.
Yeah.
Has anybody picked up any like habits since like the quarantine that you weren't doing before, or hobbies?
I've been sleeping till 9:15. Because before I had to take the kids to school and I don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, hello.
Oh, look, a child.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Bobby.
Say hi.
My payaso would be doing the same thing. If
oh, mine would
here.
Too.
Hi, where's your daddy? Is he asleep?
Yeah, he's in my bed.
Daddy's asleep in your bed. And you're here. I hope you understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff laid down with Nathan in his bed. Nathan is now here with me. And I asked, where's your dad? He goes, asleep in my bed.
You know how many nights Dave falls asleep in Link's bed?
That's usually me, though. Hey, I fall asleep with Oliver.
Give me a second. Nathan, what do you want to do? Oh, no, Dad's alive.
Oh, he is alive. Hi, Jeffrey. In my bed.
Hello.
He disappeared. He can't disappear far. A day in the life of a
Where did Vanessa go now?
I want to send you guys a picture.
Oh, okay.
Oliver finally got he got new glasses.
Oh, I saw. Neri posted it the other day.
I know, but like those are the ones he tried on in the store. He got his glasses today.
Vanessa, what'd you do?
You're sideways. I particularly like Oliver's Evo kid. That's been my favorite Oliver picture, I think.
What am I missing?
Aww. Oh, he looks so cute.
He looks so with the glasses. It works.
He looks like a little old man. Yeah. So I'm going to stop share.
Yeah. But
and
besides my day drinking, that has increased because I'm not at work. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that's changed for me, one, is I stopped biting my nails.
Oh, good job.
Does everybody else's nails look as terrible as mine?
Well, mine look terrible, but they look better than they've ever looked. So it's a give and take because I never used to fix my nails.
I went and got my nails done the day before everything shut down.
I did too, but they already look terrible.
No, I like my lady. Well, my nails still look pretty good. Just the growth is coming out.
Here's the thing. Well, I bit my nails my entire life, but because I've kept my nails out of my face, I've been conscious to not put my fingers, like my hands to my face. I stopped biting my nails. So it only took a pandemic for me to stop biting my nails in 42 years.
So well, I file them every day just to like fix them. And like lengthwise, they're okay. But like they're peeling off. The growth.
Well,
I think everybody on fucking Amazon has ordered like either gel nail polish kits or like dip powder. I ordered the dip powder kit and it's not going to get here until April 20th. So I have to, I'm sorry, like first world problems, like Kim, there's people dying. I get it. But my nails are going to look like this until April 20th.
I have nail stickers. Yeah. I have like the nail polish stickers.
Oh shit, I forgot about those.
I have a whole bunch. I have a whole bunch.
Where?
In my drawer. Yeah, my house. I'll send you pictures of what I have if you I have like too many. I'll send you pictures of what I have and if you want a set, like I'll put them in the mailbox or something.
Oh, that would be lovely, like as a placeholder to just until my stuff comes in. That would be fantastic.
Those stickers are amazing. I've actually been considering like covering this gel polish that I have with them.
Well, I used to get, they don't make them anymore because I've been looking for them, but like the Sally Hansen ones that they had a couple of years ago, those used to be great. And I don't know why they don't make them anymore. They don't.
I've started eating everything bagels with guacamole.
That sounds tasty. Though.
It's really good.
It did take only 3 weeks for me to now be a redhead.
I saw that. You dyed your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Don't cut
you're
it,
one
Christy.
Of those. That, yeah, don't stop.
Cut
please,
it.
For the love of God.
I have nothing to cut.
No, don't do that bullshit because you cut your hair all the time.
It
drives me crazy.
I have nothing to cut right now, but now from my black, I am now a redhead. So that happened.
I was thinking about redoing my purple. Because I have the purple dye.
She didn't. She sent you the picture of when she accidentally put her hair.
No,
her hair green,
I heard the story, but I wasn't told. I felt very left out and excluded.
Well, because I was supposed to be on my way to Steph's house.
My feelings
like,
got very hurt, Christy.
Well, because I was on my, I was like, Steph, I'm not
She's on her way to my house.
I know it was your Christmas
like,
party.
Why am I not going to be able to?
It was my Christmas party. That's why she couldn't come.
And she's like, because I had to do it. Like it was going to be a dual thing, and I was like, I'm running late. She's like, why? I'm like, because my hair is green.
You could have just rocked it and be like, I did this shit on purpose and been done with it.
Yeah, I know. But, well, and this happened, this was bleach, to be completely honest. I bleached my hair.
Why would
and
you?
And it just didn't, because I was bored.
Christy, are we going to have to treat you like our mom? Like, come on.
Oh, yeah,
eso no
yeah,
se
yeah
hace.
No, for sure.
Eso no se hace.
So, Missy's been, Jeff already told me that the reason that I keep doing this shit is because it has yet to turn out really, really, really bad.
The green wasn't enough.
It did turn out really, really
bad. It turned green.
I was able to fix it. But I was able to fix it.
You can always fix it, though.
But yeah, but it didn't fall out.
One day her hair is going to fall. One day she's going to go like this, and it's just going to fall out in her hand.
That's what it's going to take. But so I bought a platinum blonde color lifting.
Oh, my God.
And that's what I put in my hair. And that's how it went from black to the blonde. I mean, to the redhead. And then today I got, because I ordered on Amazon, just came in. I got like a regular red to like even tone everything out. So it's going to stay red for a bit because it's like a color of somewhat nature. Mm-mm. So I can interview with this color.
Mm-mm.
But I do have a box of amethyst purple in my garage.
No, stop.
Want it?
No, I have my overtone.
Overtone's probably the best thing you can do. Just deal with it until after the Rona.
I actually like it. Look.
No, it looks good right now. You look like Archie's mom.
Okay, but don't change it.
I haven't had this color since I was in college. Like, I'm good with it right now.
Yeah, but leave it. Don't stop messing with it, please.
For now, this was my one.
You're gonna give me a heart attack.
This was my one anxiety breakout boredom. And I actually turned out good, so I think I'm gonna leave it. So I'm good, and I have enough to redo my roots. I have two more boxes to keep redoing my roots for the next couple months if shit gets weird. Like
I love that meme that's like, when this is all over, we're gonna see people's natural hair colors.
Listen, I'm very concerned about not. I would do.
You're gonna have black hair. Like it's gonna be straight.
No. This I did in February.
Oh, that
is due.
You're fine. Nobody's gonna see you. You're fine. Just don't make faces.
Just don't smile.
She never smiles.
I don't smile. But still, like now I'm used to it, and now I'm used to it being frozen, and now it's moving. And no me gusta.
Can you like wear like protective gear?
put like an ice pack or something.
I mean, I'm not like putting on makeup, so that helps. Like it's not, there's like nothing going into my skin. It's still like,
oh yeah. Every time I wash my hair, I have the idea that I'm gonna blow dry it, and then.
Oh no, I haven't blow dried my hair in a month.
That goes out the window.
You know what the funny thing is? I'm just putting
the sea salt spray in it and just letting it dry.
Like, not that I've done makeup, because like I did makeup now today for you guys. But I have noticed that I blow dry my hair every time I wash it.
Why?
Because it's that extra 15 minutes of silence.
True.
That's because you have short hair though.
Yes, but I will sit again. It's 15-20 minutes for me at max to like blow dry it and then curl it. I can literally just go, I'm gonna blow dry my hair, and I go to the bathroom and I close the door.
That's, you can just turn on the blow dryer and sit there. You don't even have to blow dry your hair.
That's true.
No. Granted, I could just ignore everybody and just like pretend that I am. But yeah, like I've noticed that like I shower more.
I've been showering.
I shower more, and not that like I'm a sushi, but like I shower more.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like
to not
do
only with myself. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just go take a shower.
I'm gonna go take a shower. I'm gonna go wash my hair. I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm like, I've been washing my hair more. I organized my lazy clothes.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Like, what have you done? Any like house projects? Because I've been doing house projects.
I organized my dresser, and I organized, like, I showed you guys the picture. I sent you guys a picture of the drawer. Like, I literally took every single pair. Like, I have two drawers now of leggings and sweatpants and lounge pants and another drawer of just house t-shirts.
Well, I ordered, you know how, like, everybody on, like, Instagram and TikTok is, like, in those cute sweatsuits now?
Yep.
I ordered, like, six of them.
Like, I have, like, a couple, like, I decided I
need a work-from-home wardrobe.
Of course.
Yeah, my work-from-home has basically been, I alternate between all the different leggings that I have, which is a lot. And then I alternate between hoodies. I'm living in sweaters and hoodies in my house because where I sit right now, like where I am right now, which is my work desk, that fence freaking falls right on top of me. So I literally will work in, like, you'll see me like a fee like with my little hood up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hitting the back of my head.
Yeah. Because I'm either in a tank top or in a sweatshirt, because the same. Like, if the air's off, I'm sweating. But once the air turns on, I'm freezing. So
yeah, so I live in sweat in a sweatshirt and some sort of like leggings, or like right now I'm wearing shorts just because it's late at night. But I'll live in that. I've come to the realize that that's my wardrobe for my house, and I'm okay with it.
Daytime PJs and nighttime PJs.
Yeah, like I have my PJs, like my actual like little like night shirts or like my little shorts and my shirt to sleep. So when I wake up, I will change and I will put on leggings.
Yeah.
And my and like, which I, who was it that said it's all over the internet and it's like try on a pair of jeans every once in a while.
Yeah, just to keep you in check.
Oh, no.
Just to keep you in check.
But wait, we're all okay with the fact that like, oh, I've seen it on the internet, like the quarantine 15.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Which I've actually lost 8 pounds was my last check.
Oh, no, I haven't.
I've been losing weight working from home.
Why? How?
Because I don't leave the room. I can avoid leaving the room, I don't leave the room.
Yeah.
And like leaving the room means socializing and
going to the kitchen
outside.
Right.
Yeah. So I haven't been like, I'm no longer snacking. My boss and me were joking about this morning because my boss is a health nut and he always used to laugh at me about it because there's so many snacks in my office. Like somebody always brought something.
Right.
Right.
It was always pastelitos and there was cookies and somebody had leftovers. So they brought from a party and blah, blah, blah. So I was constantly eating. Here, if it's not in my house, like...
I have the opposite problem because I've been doing really well and had lost 25 pounds. Kind of keto, whatever. I say kind of because I don't want... Well, I just don't want to call it that. But I'm just like not... I was not eating really like carbs and sugar. So whatever, keto adjacent. That has not happened here. I feel like I try every day. And then by the time I get to, dinner, it's like, I made chicken parm today.
I made chicken fried rice yesterday. And I made spicy mayo. It was really good.
Nice. I have been cooking basically 3 meals a day. Like,
yeah. A little bit.
To the point where when I don't post my cooking stuff on Instagram, I get texts like, where's your food? And I've gotten suggestions from both of our primos that I need to start a quarantine cantina.
We should do...
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I was on their episode last week and we discussed it. So I'll figure it out with them and we'll do this.
I may or may not be allergic to gluten.
Are you?
Huh? Are you, or are you just trying to be one of those assholes? It's like, oh, I'm gluten-free now.
No, so basically, here's the thing. So you all know that I've had corona for the last, like, 4 months. No, and I don't want to make light of it. Like, I've had...
people that are dying, Kim.
I know, there's people that are dying, Kim. So, but, like, I've had... basically, the reason I'm home is because I've had a, like, cough for the last, like, 4 or 5 months, an unidentified cough after multiple diagnosis of bronchitis and allergies and this and that. That nobody, like, I've been on antibiotics, I've been on allergy medication, I've been given all sorts of crazy shit, and they're like, we don't know, it's the season, you'll get better after, the pollen. What the fuck am I going to do? Like, so I've just been home because I'm literally hacking up a lung, and if I go out in public like this, people, like, run away from me, and, like, they get really offended, like, when I went to my
Diablo!
And I scared the little, like, old guy at my tax place because I started coughing, and he, like, ran away from me and grabbed a napkin and put it in front of his face. So I realized I was that, and then I was like, okay, well, forget about having that cough. I'm like, I'm going to be eating before quarantine. I'm fat. I'm overweight. I need to like lose weight. So I started this like all veggie, like detoxy thingy. And I realized like I only ate vegetables for like 2 days and all of a sudden I wasn't coughing. And I was like, okay. And then on like the third day, I reintroduced like some proteins and I was like, okay, I'm still not coughing. Day four, all of a sudden I made like a sandwich and I was hacking up a lung. I'm like, we have a problem.
Yeah.
So I may not be allergic to gluten per se, but I can't have carbs.
You'll lose weight real fast.
Yeah.
So apparently if I have carbs,
that sounds awful.
I cough. It is. And I've been coughing like this for 5 months. But I may not be able to have carbs. Like if I have bread, if I have too much cheese, if I have, I know, if I have
so
pasta,
sad.
If I have,
so sad.
You know what kills me? Rice.
I don't eat that much rice.
Rice Like, I will hack up a lung the entire
I got so burned out on rice, like, because I grew up in one of those houses that you had to have, like, rice with everything.
And me too, but I love it.
Yeah, so
I like it, I like white rice, but I have to have it with something. Like, I have to have it either with, like, fried egg or beans. Like, I can't eat white rice by itself.
You give me white rice now, especially white sushi rice.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't taste like anything.
Sticky rice?
Mm.
There's no salt in that.
I have it in my freaking cupboard. I buy it at the Walmart Marketplace. It's a sticky rice and then, like,
weird.
Oh my God, that's
my God.
No, I'm the same. You and David really make rice. Are
like meant for each other.
But like, I'll make rice.
Up, so yeah.
I guess.
And I'm just here left out. It's fine. It's fine.
You'll make rice.
I'll just eat it straight out of the pot. I don't want
it. Yeah, like. But so I've been.
I have to have it with like beans or eggs or something. I can
eat it by itself.
Have it by itself.
I need like pasta, stuff like that. They like start acting me up. So today, like I had, or like for dinner, we had Italian. So I had bruschetta pizza that they do at this place, which is like my guilty pleasure. It's literally a fucking pizza. It's just bread, like a bread dough pizza with balsamic and tomatoes and some. So it's fucking amazing. But I've been coughing for the last, like this afternoon because it's so like, it may be gluten. I don't know what you call it. This is self-diagnosed. But so I was like, now I limit that, and now all of a sudden I'm losing weight in quarantine. So I was like, I don't exercise. I don't want to go on walks. When like my mom and Jeff and Nathan want to go on a walk, like at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, you guys should go. I have to work till 6. Everybody else finishes at 5. I'm like,
I worked late yesterday, and this is why I hate my life, or I hate this. Happening in my life.
You mean quarantine?
No, but just like
social effects, isolation.
Like what it's making me do. I didn't get to go on my 2-mile walk yesterday because I was just working late, and I was like mad.
Yeah,
like
that happens.
Who are you, bitch?
Who are you?
I used to tell Nary, like,
I don't know. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Like, what is this?
The same thing happened to me over the summer when I started going to the gym, and then like I got my job, so I stopped going. But I would go to the gym every day, and like the days that I couldn't go, I'm like, I'm really angry that I didn't get to go to the gym today. I'm like, this is stupid. This is stupid. Like, I'm mad.
I was literally texting Q as I was walking, and I was like, I hate you. This is your fault.
Oh, she loves it. She eats that shit up.
It's not her fault at all. Like, she didn't do anything. No. I just need someone to blame.
Of course.
I just need someone to blame.
But she'll gladly take the blame. She'll be like, do it, bitch. Oh, hate me all you want.
She was like heart emojiing every single sentence. I was like,
no. Y'all worry me. That's what I'm going to say. Because that's just not me. Like, and I've had this, like.
But I was like that. This is not me. But then I did it. And I'm like, I'm becoming that person. I like watching workout videos on Instagram. Like, who does that?
No, see.
I love the sun.
So last time in high school was the last time I actually like worked out like happily. Oh. When I was in college, I worked out like. For a purpose, like, and that was about it.
Yeah, I'm out of wine. So
yeah,
wrap this up.
I still have a glass and a half.
I'm finishing this one.
Well, to be honest, I opened this one up at 5.
No, I just opened this one an hour and a half ago. So.
I opened this with a thing, and I think I did pretty good by myself because I've only got this one.
Yeah, this was half. This was half gone, but by the time we started,
I don't work out.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Oh, I will.
I could be home and not do anything, and I would be super, super happy. My problem is I'm home with people.
Yes.
Oh, I could be home,
I feel
too,
like I'm never going to be alone ever again, and I don't like that feeling. I miss being
alone.
That's
the situation I'm having. I miss being alone.
I miss my
alone time.
I'm fine with it, though, because, like, I hate silence.
No, I love silence.
Oh, no. No, silence drives me crazy. Like, even when I'm alone, I have to either have the TV on, like, I have to, like, silence.
I'm like that, too.
That's a different type of silence.
I like, yeah, because it's uninterrupted sound that you chose. Today, in my bedroom, because I work, my work computer's in my room, so I have my work computer, and usually I'm like streaming something on my phone, even though I have a TV in there. I just have it on my phone because it's faster for me to turn it off if I get a phone call. today I had my work computer going. The TV was on. Oliver was in there with his Nintendo. And Neri was in there with his phone. And Sophie was like screaming somewhere in the background. I'm like, there's too much noise in this house right now. Like, something has to give.
Since I was young, I'm really good at tuning things out. So, like, I have like kind of a laser focus. So, if I'm doing something, especially if it's work related, I'm really like, I'm very, the world around me can be crumbling and like I won't notice.
Yeah.
So silence. So that's why, but silence bugs me because I can't just have it completely quiet. I used to feel that way.
I used to feel that way, and then after having kids, it's like my brain has shifted, and now my anxiety is triggered by sound. So, like, it's the weirdest thing. Like,
what happened to you? What did he put on your shoulder?
A Lego.
Nice.
He came in to take a picture because okay. I told you already we had to take our daily picture.
Got it.
That's cute. But, like, yeah, my anxiety now is triggered by sound. So if there's... I like having my own noise that I choose, like my own white noise is fine, but it's my choice. Like if I decide I want to turn it off and I want absolute silence, that's my choice.
Yeah.
But having the TV,
I'm there.
Having the Nintendo, having Neri's phone, then hearing Sophie singing plus the TV in the living room, which is like on 100 volume, like it becomes like my brain just starts scrambling and I cannot, like, it makes me angry and I can't, like, I start spinning out and then I scream and I don't want to scream, but that's just what happens.
Do you like the sound of your name anymore? Because I don't.
No. The kids call me like, mommy, mommy. I'm like, I'm going to fucking change my name. Don't call me mom anymore.
Jason, everybody. Like if I hear Christy or mommy or again.
Just don't fucking talk to me. That's why I feel like I'm never going to be alone again. And it's...
I'm there with you.
It like, scares me.
Like my biggest fear of this entire thing is that this is my new normal.
Yeah, this is the new normal.
And
I'm fine.
And also, I told this to Missy today. I was like, Missy...
I'm easily adaptable.
I'm fine with being home, but...
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. But I told Missy, I was like, Missy, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm like... I want you to be prepared. Like, God forbid. Like, God forbid, you know, shit goes down and I get sick. Someone needs to, you need to come here. They're not going to make it.
I told you I would take over.
Yeah, like, they're not going to make it. These three will, like, if I'm the one that gets sick and I can't be, like, able to, like, handle life,
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like doing 10,000 things and I was like, bro, if something happens to me, you guys are fucked. Like, you guys are just going to eat pizza rolls and tortellini every day until you die. Like
I was telling that I told Missy, I was like, Missy, like, I'm sorry, but, you know, just be prepared. I will give you my passwords. I'll give you, like, somebody's got to, like, take care of some shit.
Somebody has,
like,
to tag in.
You know, bills need to be paid. Like, things need to be ordered. Like, you know. It ain't gonna be. It's just not gonna be me. Like, if I'm not around, they're gonna starve. They're gonna. I don't know what they're gonna do. Like, like, can we choose? Because I don't know. This is not gonna go well.
Yeah.
He decided he's gonna sleep here now.
Okay.
Well, Lincoln's been sleeping in my bed the whole week because one of the projects I've decided to do is paint his room. So
we're painting my room hopefully this weekend, or at least we're gonna go to Sherman Williams and pick up the paint.
Well, we did that last week. So we have to finish things. So.
Yeah, because I got Jeff to agree to paint this room black.
All of my archways are done.
Did you hear my kid?
No, what did he say?
I got Jeff to agree to paint this room black. And the kid goes, Nathan goes, like Star Wars.
But I finally finished all my doors and my archways.
Good job, BFF.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, no, we're painting this entire, because we figured this is a giant. I told, I convinced Jeff that
it's a huge room
that I can do a black.
I'm like, they're gonna be Mario Brothers.
Yes, your bathroom's gonna be Mario Brothers. We agreed to that. Stop. Get that out of your mouth. Why are you waiting to find that?
This was fun.
I missed this.
What did he find?
A pacifier?
You still have them?
Well, at least it was a pacifier, not something else.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have to hide it when my cleaning lady comes because, like, yeah. I have that moment where, like, Miranda, Sex in the City, like, that's my big fear.
Well, that's better. I mean, well, I like, feel like that would be better than my,
this like, in, like, a drawer.
Oh, my parents have found it before.
I don't know about you guys, but, like, we have a gun and my kids found it the other day. Yeah, my kids found it the other day.
Oh, no.
No.
Really high.
Yeah. No, it was really high. They found it. And they brought it down. And I'm like,
oh, no.
So I didn't even notice. My cleaning lady found it. And she was like, there's a gun over there. And I'm really scared. And I'm like,
it's not locked up?
No, we had it. We used to have it out. It's locked up now. But we had it like on top of a bookcase, like really high up where the kids wouldn't even see it. You couldn't even see it. It was just like really kind of hidden. But they found it. And then I had to show them. Like the gun and like gun safety. That was really an experience. And then I told them, do not talk about it. Like, this was before the whole lockdown. I'm like, don't go to school and talk about it. When you see your little cousin, don't talk about it. Yeah. Like, this is.
Yep, that's a DCF visit. You won't like.
Right. But then, like, 20 minutes later, my nephew was here. Neri's sister's son was here at my in-laws, because my in-laws live in the apartment that's attached to the house. And the first thing Oliver said, I'm not supposed to tell you, but we have a gun. And I'm like, great.
Yeah.
So then Neri got a phone call from his sister. Like, so my son was telling me that you guys have a gun. And like, she's terrified of guns. I'm like, yeah, but it's hidden. It's locked up. Now it's locked up. And these fucking kids, man.
Yeah, ours is hidden and locked up and...
Ours was in a really obscure, like on top of a bookcase, like hidden. You couldn't even see it, and they found it.
And my in-laws once like organized our closet, and I go to Jeff. I go, there are things in that closet that do not need to be found.
Yeah, my parents one time when we were out of town, like came and like. Cleaned, this was like years ago in like one of our apartments, and they cleaned, and like my dad apparently was the one that was cleaning my nightstand for some reason or reorganizing my nightstand, and I'm like, no,
that's a bad idea, Dad.
I think we're going to close the episode on this one because it's a fun fact that a friend of mine filled me in on. So you know how Amazon started the whole like, you know, oh, some purchases are going to be delayed because we're trying to expedite
the essential shit.
My nail stuff is essential product and I need it, and I don't need it up. I need it soon.
FYI, do you know what comes in 2-day prime super fast shipping?
Vibrators.
Yep.
Did that's you order essential one recently? Listen, that's how you know this.
My friend in Chicago did.
But listen, if it's going to keep you sane and keep you from killing your husband, it's very essential.
She goes, I ordered on Amazon. I was like, let me check. And she's like, and it was like still 2-day shipping. And I go, what do you mean it's 2-day shipping? I thought there was like, and she goes, apparently it is considered essential.
I've gotten stuff. That's come 2 days. Yeah. But I've ordered stuff that's also Prime. And it's
Prime is
delayed.
Still Prime.
Like, yeah, but that's the thing. So apparently, yeah, but like, you know how they said like, oh, some things are going to take priority to others. And also,
I think,
like, availability.
Honestly, I feel like they're just saying that just to cover their asses. God forbid you order something Prime and it's going to take longer than 2 days just because they're overloaded.
I gotta log out, but I'll text you guys.
Yeah, I think we're going to end here.
Yeah, we're
good.
Okay,
love you.
All right,
bye.
Guys. Well, like we started at the beginning by Christy. I'm just going to wrap up real quick. We all had 3 different wines. I mean, we've had 19 crimes before. Steph, how was your wine? Have you had it before?
That was good. I've bought this one before.
She had the Burwood Pinot.
Yeah.
And Christy had the Of Queens and Angels Shiraz. So, guys, we missed you. We hope
we're going to be doing this more often.
Now that we've found
the solution.
I feel like now is a good time to start our other podcast that we wanted to do with Q.
Sure.
We should talk about that tomorrow.
We should talk about that.
But you can find us on the Geek Bro Network, along with a shit ton of other podcasts like Woo Bro, Geek More, Mal Geek More. There's
a bunch that have been added too.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of new stuff. There's Childlike at Best. There's The Lair, which used to be Talking Geek. I know the guys over from What's Good have a YouTube podcast. I don't can't remember the name. I need to make a list and have it here. But you can find
an updated list.
Yeah, you can find all of our podcasts and everything on the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net. You can find us on iTunes and Podbean. Right? Podbean? No, Acast.
iHeartRadio, I think.
Are we on iHeart? I mean, I still need to figure out how to do that shit. We're on Spotify. That's the one. Spotify.
Oh, Spotify. That's the one we're on. Okay.
So, yeah. So, thank you for hanging out with us. Be safe. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
Stay the fuck home.
Yeah, stay home, motherfuckers. Just stay home. Like, you actually have a reason to stay home. I really regret, like, canceling plans because I didn't want to go anywhere because now I can't. But we love your faces and cheers.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.